Welcome to this presentation covering the analysis of alternatives for sustainable beef production. We'll begin by exploring some of the basic ideas about risk and risk management for your business. We will then move on to consider evaluating the use of a right risk tool for evaluating management decisions and its application when comparing mineral supplementation programs for representative beef herds. I like to begin presentations with this slide and challenge the audience to consider the many changes that have occurred across the timeline included in the graph. After engaging in discussion with participants, I reveal the statement at the bottom of the slide, stressing that as proactive managers of agricultural operations, we need to plan for change, even if we find it uncomfortable. This slide is intended to help all of us realize that to adapt to a changing world will take new skills and approaches. New thinking will be required for managers to be successful solving new problems moving forward. An old adage to consider here, the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing, but expecting a different result. Operating in the future with increasing change will likely require a new approach as well. Risk is an interesting subject. However, it is one that is challenging to discuss as there is a lot of terminology surrounding the concepts as well as a lack of familiarity for most people. On this slide, certainty is a case where there is no risk. We are not in doubt about the future and don't wonder how things will turn out because things are certain. In general, we don't encounter much certainty in life. Uncertainty, however, we encounter often, and it is this uncertainty about the future that brings risk into the equation. As depicted here, risk includes positive events, negative events, and even events that we know have taken place, but as yet, the outcomes are unknown to us. All of these contribute to risk and uncertainty about the future. When we consider the future, we are mostly worried about the possibility of loss. Loss of income, loss of resource productivity through reduced yields, poor performance, or other factors. And if we stop to think a bit longer, we likely would also include the worry and fears we have around not knowing how things will turn out. That stress can certainly take a toll on us as managers. I refer to these collectively as the human dimension of risk and the fact that we don't know much about the future with any degree of certainty. How we react to risk can also have an emotional side to it. Not knowing what weather to expect this growing season or what prices will be when we wean our calves can lead to certain emotions that can be difficult to handle at times. Furthermore, those emotions and how we feel about the alternatives available to us may cause us to take steps to limit the risk and uncertainties. In fact, I believe many managers are willing to consider only a very limited range of risk management strategies in order to avoid certain emotions and the public shame that comes with making mistakes. No one wants to be known as having lost the family farm due to making poor decisions, and as a result, we manage using only safe strategies that we are comfortable with and we have seen work most of the time in the past. Another interesting thing about risk is that we don't all see it the same way. Some individuals are willing to take more risk than others. Stated in another way, they have a greater tolerance for risk. This can lead to differences of opinions about what the right decision might be or what approach we should use where it appears that change is increasing. There are also many sources of bias that influence our consideration of alternative decisions. Recent research by behavioral economists, neurophysiologists, psychologists, sociologists, and others has led to the development of a list of biases. There could certainly be many others beyond the 188 listed here. The thought is that these biases lead us to make poor decisions where they negatively influence our thinking, especially in regards to risk. Agricultural economists and others have found it difficult to incorporate risk into theories about how individuals go about making decisions. This is especially true where different individuals view risk differently. In such cases, individual decision makers faced with the same set of facts will make different decisions. Now, why is that? One reason is that they see the risk differently. Traditionally, those different viewpoints have been lumped into three large categories. Risk-averse, or individuals that try to minimize risk where possible. Risk-loving, are individuals that don't look so much at the risk, but rather at the possible rewards and are willing to accept the risks that go along with it. Or somewhere in between, risk-neutral, individuals that are more concerned with the benefits and costs and don't focus so much on the underlying chances that things won't turn out that way. Other factors can also explain why we might see risk differently. Research is showing that there are gender differences in perspective about risk, and we're all aware there are generational differences as well. But have you thought about how you might view risk differently where the outcomes are more important, or where you have family members depending on you to make good management decisions? Have you considered that you might be willing to take more risk in one aspect of your life than you would be in another area? In addition, views about risk do not remain the same as we gain experience and learn more about what is possible or even likely through time. Another valuable point to recognize is that without risk, there would be no profits. Or if there were, we should expect that they would be very low. There would also be no losses. Where there is certainty, the future is perfectly clear. However, the real world includes uncertainty. In agriculture or any other business, profitability is a return to the manager for taking risk. The point here is that zero risk is not the target. Instead, managing risk to a level you and your team are comfortable with is much more realistic. Managing agricultural businesses in today's environment is definitely challenging, perhaps more challenging than in the past. One of the reasons for the increased difficulties comes from the many risks operators face. Traditionally, we have described risk in agriculture as coming from five distinct sources: market risk, production risk, institutional risk, human risk, and financial risk. Strategies for managing risk, or the consequences of a negative event, should it occur, vary by source of risk and level of protection already in place. In general, the options range from avoiding the risky practice entirely, or minimizing the risk, to accepting the risk, or possibly called self-insuring. Now, between those two extremes are several possibilities for managing the risk to a more acceptable level, by possibly reducing the risk, transferring the risk, or even increasing the capacity to bear the risk. In general, risk management strategies are intended to improve the net income of the business over time. One way of depicting this is with a probability curve. Here, you can see we have net income described on the x-axis with probability described on the y-axis. As we move upward along the curve, the probability is increasing. As a result, the highest point on the curve is where the average net income would be found, and along the tails to either side are lesser probability events with either lower or higher levels of net income. Now, if we follow some sort of risk management strategy, we might want to consider how we would like to adjust that initial curve. We need to think it through how we want that probability curve to change, whether that might be by changing its shape, shifting it left or right, or by some other adjustment. In this conceptual graph on the screen, we see that we have reduced the spread of the distribution. By doing so, we have reduced the consequence of the lowest returns, as indicated by the protection arrow to the left. In order to gain that protection, we've also had to give up some of the higher level returns labeled as costs to the right. In return, we have increased the probability of earning an average level return centered around the middle of the diagram, as shown at the peak of the curve. In short, we purchase some level of protection by making some sort of payment, but in return we have increased the possibility of earning a more consistent level of income. There is definitely more than one way to influence the probability distribution and impact net income. This slide depicts several possibilities open to us. The trick is for us to decide what might be the intended impact of any risk management strategy we are considering for our business. What are the costs and benefits to that strategy over time? Selecting a risk management strategy is not a one-off decision. More than likely, we will make some adjustment to our current strategy, and after some time has passed, we will evaluate how well we believe that strategy is working. After that trial period, we may then be willing to make further adjustments in the strategy. In other words, the process is likely cyclical and includes repeated adjustments before we settle on the approach we are most comfortable with. This, of course, assumes that we have plenty of time to adjust. There are times, however, where we will need to react more quickly in response to changing conditions outside our direct control. In such cases, how well things turn out is likely directly related to how much time we have spent considering risk and its impact on our business before action must be taken. Some refer to this as working on the business rather than working in the business. Comparing risk management strategies can be challenging without risk analytics to help us. In fact, that may be the biggest challenge to overcome when selecting and following a strategy for managing risk. The Right Risk team has spent the last several years developing risk analytics to evaluate various management decisions, including comparing risk management strategies. The balance of this presentation will focus on the Risk Scenario Planner tool, which is designed to assist farm and ranch managers evaluate the impact of relatively minor management changes and to include the effects or impacts of risk into that analysis. The Risk Scenario Planning tool was developed to help producers play the what-if game while analyzing proposed changes to their operation. The tool is based on the standard setup for a partial budget. A partial budget is a simple framework to analyze changes for a portion of an operation. Those changes are described by entering the financial consequence of the change as an added return or a reduced cost or as an added cost or a reduced return. Positive effects of the change are calculated by adding the added returns and reduced costs, from which we subtract the negative effects of the change, or the sum of the reduced returns and added costs. The Risk Scenario Planning tool provides a template for the decision maker to enter the financial effects of making proposed changes to their operation. It then adds the ability for the decision maker to further refine estimates for some of the input values as uncertain numbers. This produces a more robust analysis of the proposed change and a more thorough understanding of the possible outcomes if the change is implemented. The Risk Scenario Planner input worksheet has space for the user to enter the expected changes. The worksheet allows for a text description, the quantity, and associated price. The tool then calculates the total financial impact. The calculations include totaling the positive effects on the left, as well as the total negative effects on the right side of the form. The total overall expected net benefit is also calculated at the bottom. Now, let's consider an example. JR Land and Livestock is a 200 cow-calf operation in the Waimea area, and has not followed any regular or organized program for mineral supplementation of their cattle over the past 15 years or so. Recent work by UH Cooperative Extension Service has found that current prices for commercial mineral mix run about $31.89 per cow per year. Labor to distribute the mineral is expected to cost around $20 an hour, including all payroll taxes and benefits. They estimate that 3/4 of an hour per week, or around 42 hours, would be needed for the year, for a total of around $840 on the year. The ranch expects that 2 new mineral bunks would need to be constructed at an estimated cost of $500 each and are expected to last around 10 years, giving an annual cost of around $100 a year. Currently, they're paying about 7% interest on their operating capital, and they calculate the increased operating debt interest charge as about $35 per year. In addition, They expect that other expenses for fuel, maintenance, and other things under the new mineral program will be around $300 in total for the year. The ranch anticipates management will be required to spend about 5 additional hours per year managing the new mineral program, and this is expected to increase the annual costs around $250 a year to manage the new mineral program. After visiting extensively with one of the neighboring ranch families, JRL&L managers have learned that the benefits from supplementing the needed mineral should result in the ranch selling an additional 40 weaned calves at around 6 months of age, weighing probably around 400 pounds per head. Prices are currently around $135 a hundredweight on these lighter calves, giving them an estimated increased calf sales of around $21,600 per year. They also expect that their annual veterinary costs, which typically total around just over $6,000, will decrease due to overall improved herd health by around 10%, or an annual cost of around $602 a year. Another change JRL&L expects is a cut in their culling rate. This would be a reduction in revenue, where they expect to sell 17 fewer cull females each year due to improved reproductive performance and overall improved longevity of the cows in the herd. They typically sell these cull females at around $704 a head for a total of $11,968 in reduced returns per year. In addition, they would also save on transportation and marketing costs for these cull animals, and the annual cost for transporting cull females usually totals around $740 a year. Finally, after some additional thought, the managers realized that they should expect an increase in transportation and marketing costs associated with the added calves that they will produce, as around $536 in total cost per year. The ranch is interested in minimizing any losses under the new mineral program. One way that they can do that is to look at historic variations in the cost of the commercial mineral mix, as well as past changes in calf sale prices. Based on past prices, they find that the commercial mineral mix prices have varied between $29.46 and around $39.86 per cow per year. And after some market research, they feel that calf prices are likely to range between $120 and $165 per hundredweight over the next few years. Given a quick overview of the changes JRL&L is expecting will be needed in their operation to get going with a commercial mineral mix supplementation program, I should stop here and ask, should they make the change? You could stop viewing this presentation here and return to the webpage to download a document with all the details for JR Land and Livestock Commercial Mineral Supplementation Program by clicking the link RSP Tool Problem Hawaii County. You can also download a copy of the risk scenario planning tool to enter the JRL&L information and answer the question for yourself. Entering the JRL&L data as the total cost per year, we would fill in the RSP tool entries as we see on this slide. In this case, we need all four quadrants to complete the partial budget. We enter the added returns for the 40 additional calves they expect to wean at around 400 pounds, and the reduced costs that are included for the reduced need for vet and medicine, as well as lower transportation and marketing costs for cull females each year. The added costs are listed for the commercial mineral mix, the labor to distribute the mineral, other fuel and maintenance costs, the mineral bunks, interest, and added transportation and marketing for the added calves. Finally, we also include the reduced returns where we expect lower cull female sales with an improvement in overall herd health performance. The RSP tool totals all the estimated positive effects and negative effects to arrive at a net benefit of around $2,534 per year for the total 200 cow herd. If we convert the JR land and livestock data to a total cost per cow, we end up with the entries as we see on this slide. Again, we have the added returns, reduced costs, added costs, and reduced returns. Total positive effects of the program are estimated at around $114.71 per cow per year, and total and negative effects total around $102.04 per cow per year. Summing those together, we arrive at a net benefit of around $12.67 per cow per year. Now consider that JRL&L managers want to make the price of the commercial Minimix uncertain. The current value of $31.89 per cow per year is in cell H6 of the risk scenario planning tool. We enter commercial Minimix as the description and H6 as the cell under uncertain value 1. Then we enter $31.89 as the current value, $29.46 as a possible minimum value, and $39.86 as a possible maximum value. Given the importance that increased revenue from additional calf sales makes to this program, JRL&L also wants to make the price of calves uncertain. The current price of $135 a hundredweight is in cell D6 of the risk scenario planning tool. They enter added calf sales as the description and D6 as the cell under uncertain value 2. Then enter 135 as the current value, 120 as the possible minimum value, and $165 as a possible maximum value. After allowing the two uncertain values, or the price of commercial Minimix and the price of added calves, to vary over 1,000 possible outcomes, the results of the RSP analysis are presented on this slide. What can we see from this analysis? Over the long run, we would expect the following. There is a 100% probability that the net benefit would fall below $6,129.22 per year, and there's a 100% probability that the net benefit would be above the negative $253.26 per year. In addition, there is an estimated 50-50 chance that the net benefit would come out around $2,687.93 a year. Here we might ask, should JR Land and Livestock adopt a commercial Minimix supplementation program? Of course, your answer to this question depends a bit on your perspective. Some will see the benefits of additional returns and improved herd health and performance as worth the extra efforts, while others may not. Users interested in evaluating other ranges of mineral prices, added calf sale prices, or changes in the most likely values can easily make those changes and rerun the analysis. In addition, the RSP tool could also evaluate allowing other factors included in the budget to vary in the analysis. In this way, the RSP tool can be useful for analyzing many different management strategies and decisions involving risk. It is our belief that it represents a better way to handle the presence of uncertainty by thinking in terms of distributions of possible outcomes over time, and should result in more informed decision-making. Now consider a second example, the X-Bar Ranch, which is a 500 cow-calf operation in the Waimea area, which has been supplementing their cattle with a commercial mineral mix for over the past 10 years. Current prices for commercial mineral mix run about $34.66 per cow per year, and recent work by UH Cooperative Extension Service has found that an individual cafeteria-style mineral program may reduce the cost of supplementation to around $16.69 per cow per year. Five new mineral bunks would need to be constructed at an estimated cost of $1,000 each, and are expected to last around 10 years. Currently, they are paying about 7% interest on their operating capital. They anticipate they will spend an average of around 1 hour per week putting out mineral following the free choice approach, and labor cost is currently around $20 an hour, including all payroll taxes and benefits. Other expenses for additional fuel, vehicle maintenance, and miscellaneous costs are expected to increase at about $250 a year, and they also anticipate management costs will increase around $500 a year to manage the new mineral program. Based on past prices, they find that the free choice mineral mix could be expected to range between $12.90 and $19.19 per cow per year. After further reflection, they realize that commercial mineral mix prices have varied between $29.46 and $39.86 per cow per year. We can use the risk scenario planning tool to help us evaluate this management decision. Should the XBAR change their mineral supplementation program? You could stop viewing this presentation here and return to the webpage to download a document with all the details for the XBAR Ranch mineral supplementation program by clicking the link RSP tool problem, Hawaii County. You can also download a copy of the risk scenario planning tool to enter the XBAR information and answer the question for yourself. Entering the XBAR data as the total cost per year, we would fill in the RSP tool entries as we see on this slide. We enter the added cost for the free choice mineral mix, the labor, the bunk costs, etc. In addition, we enter the reduced cost for the commercial mineral mix along with the labor for that approach and other costs. The net benefit is estimated at $6,930 per year. If we make the conversion and enter the XBAR data as the total cost per cow, we end up with the entries as we see on this slide. Again, we have the added cost for the free choice mineral mix, labor and bunk costs, etc. And in addition, we have the reduced cost for the commercial mineral mix along with the labor for that approach and other costs. In this case, the net benefit is estimated at $13.86 per cow per year. Now consider that the XBAR wants to make the price of the free choice mineral mix uncertain. The current value of $13.10 per cow per year is in cell H6 of the risk scenario planning tool. We enter free choice mineral mix as the description and H6 as the cell under uncertain value 1. Then we enter 1310 as the current or most likely value, 1290 as the possible minimum value, and $19.19 as a possible maximum value. In addition, the XBAR also wants to make the price of the commercial mineral mix uncertain. The current value of $31.89 per cow per year is in cell D28 of the risk scenario planning tool. We enter commercial mineral mix as the description and D28 as the cell under uncertain value 2. Then we enter $31.89 as the current or most likely value, $29.46 as a possible minimum value, and $39.86 as a possible maximum value. After allowing the two uncertain values, which include the price of free choice and commercial mineral mixes, to vary over 1,000 possible outcomes, the results of the RSP analysis are presented in this slide. What can we see from this analysis? Well, over the long run, we would expect the following. There is a 100% probability that the net benefit would fall below $9,733 per year. There's a 100% probability that the net benefit would be above $4,084 per year. And in addition, there'd be about a 50-50 chance that the net benefit would come out around $6,852 per year. Finally, the analysis shows there would be a 100% chance that the net benefit would be above $0, or a positive value given our assumptions. Now, here we might ask again, should the XBAR change their mineral supplementation program? Again, the Risk Scenario Planner is only one of several risk analytics tools available at the Right Risk website. These tools are all available free of charge and may be downloaded along with the guides for their use, as well as many different examples from the website. We believe that incorporating risk into your decision making will help you make better decisions and potentially lead to improved profits over time. The Right Risk team has also compiled a number of self-paced learning courses that are also available free of charge. These courses cover everything from record keeping and financial analysis to end-of-life planning and mapping out the transition to the next generation. Online Ag Survivor, Risk Simulations, a textbook, and associated risk navigator sites offer a great deal for those wanting to learn even more. A series of risk management profiles and other online publications offer insights into how managers might better incorporate risk management controls into their management strategies. Finally, the monthly Right Risk newsletter covering various risk management topics may be something you would be interested in subscribing to, or just read the archive copies available on the website. With a 7-year publication history, there are many titles to choose from. Thank you for taking time to view this recorded presentation. We hope you have learned a little about the risk scenario planning tool and how it might be used to analyze management strategies and decisions involving risk. The risk scenario planning tool and an online course explaining its use is available via a link on the webpage where you access this presentation, as well as at the Right Risk website at rightrisk.org. My contact information is also on the slide should you have any further questions. Again, thank you for your time.